So I was about to take the day off, head downtown, head to one of those fairs, because it is the long weekend. I'm sure there are some festivities going on downtown, but before I left the house, I came across this piece of news and it really compelled me to just pick up my mic and share it to you guys because it could happen to any one of us. Apparently in Toronto, in one of these health fairs, the same fairs that I might pop by to today, they were performing free blood sugar testing via a booth. Someone it sits behind the counter and you walk up to it and they have a little needle. They prick your fingers, draw a drop of blood, put it in their machine, and it reads you your blood sugar reading, right? As a fair goer, it is implied that it's some sort of professional sitting behind the counter. We assume that the organizers know what they're doing, and most importantly, we assume that they will switch the needles. Apparently, in this fair held in Toronto, they didn't do that. This is a huge issue because it could perpetuate the spreading of certain viruses, namely hepatitis B, hepatitis C, and even HIV. So right now, they don't know how many people were susceptible to that same needle. So they're urging 30 or so different people from that fair to go get checked out. They also didn't record who was sitting behind the counter, which is a big mishap. And they're saying it could take months before investigation closes and more information is given to the public. So, even though this is localized in Toronto, I should say that this could happen anywhere, even in your city, wherever you're from. We can't always assume that the person providing care knows what they're doing. They're a part of that responsibility to be vigilant lies with ourselves as well. You guys, make sure you are vigilant and know what to look for. For in this case, if you are ever getting your blood sugar checked, make sure the person behind the counter is actually using a fresh needle.